check of news you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria vandag op na 32, Johannesburg 30 en Emalahleni 28 grade.
In Sandton, Sandton Drive eastbound, slowing in traffic towards Murray Avenue.
Ons begin in Soweto, waar die polisieministerie by die Protea Landrolshof verwag word vir vanoggend se eerste verskyning van die verdagte wat aangekeer is in verband met die griefverkrachting van en die moord op die 6-jarige Amantle Samani. Daar is reeds sterk polisie teenwoordigheid buite die hof met inwoners van Orlando wat ook die hofverskyning wil bywoon. Amantle Samani se liggaam is maandagmiddag in 'n kamer gekry wat na bewering deur die verdagte gehuur is. Hy is 'n man van Mosambiek. Gister het Gautengse provinsiale polisiekommissaris Tommy Mtombeni gewaarsku.
South Africans, those who are harboring these illegal immigrants, because the majority, I would say almost all of them, they are staying in the yards owned by South Africans. South Africans, they are collecting rent.
Meer hieroor by jackrander.fm.com. Klik op news. Na Tswane, waar die metropolisie motoriste maan van moontlike verkeersvertragings in die Pretoria se middestad.
Residents of Zone 2 Garankou will be marching for better service delivery.
Tswane metropolisie se Reboni Mulapo sê die optoggangers sal die uur begin by mekaar kom in 'n oop stuk veld op die hoeke van Gossimampuru en Madiba strate. Hulle sal stap na Tswane huis. Meer oor die strate wat geraak word, dis by jackrander.fm.com. In Limpopo is daar kommer oor die voortsleepende voorvalle van verdagte voedselvergiftiging in veral die Mopani en Membe gebiede. 'n 13-jarige seun is woensdag dood nadat hy 'n bewering skyfies geëet het wat deur 'n winkelbestuurder aan hom en 'n groep vriende gegee is. Woordvoerder vir die kantoor van die premier, Tilibali Moaba, sê drie ander seuns is in 'n stabiele toestand in die hospitaal.
Premier Dr. Popi Ramatuba has constituted an interministerial task team comprising of departments of health, education, LIDET, social development and South African Police Service. The task team shall advise the provincial government on strategies to deal with this matter.
Meer hieroor op ons nuusblog. En in Amerika het Los Angeles distriksaanklaer George Gascon aanbeveel dat Eric en Lyle Menendez weer deur 'n regter gevonnis en die keer op parool vrygelaat word. Die broers is meer as 3 dekades terug skuldig bevind aan die moord op hulle ouers. Die saak maak nou weer wêreldwyd opslaa na 'n onlangse Netflix-reeks. Gascon sê nuwe bewyse regverdig hulle vonnis se hersiening. Aanklaers het tydens die verhoor in 1990 die broers beskryf as ryk kinders wat vir geld gemoor het. Die verdediging het egter aangevoer hulle het na jarelange emosionele, fisiese en seksuele mishandeling uit selfverdediging opgetree. Ek skryf dit sou die top story at this hour. Focus on the Protea Magistrates Court where a suspect is expected in connection with the murder of a 6-year-old Soweto girl.
Oh, thank you very much, Gerda. Martin Eastman will be terug vir môre. Have you seen that Lyle Menendez story? Have you guys watched it?
The monster
yeah,
one.
Yeah, the monster. It's hectic.
I did not watch that because I watched the original documentary in the words of the actual prosecutor.
Oh, okay.
Because this one, I don't know.
Yo, listen, I think they made it pretty so you can watch it. It's a series, but it's obviously still just a hectic. This,
I also think part of why I don't want to watch it again is it's because of it's easy to say it was for money and then you see the other side of that.
Exactly. Yeah, listen, the Baraki Gerda will be back again Monday morning. Yeah.
I will be back at 10.
Oh, tomorrow.
Vanochtend.
Okay.
I see you. No.
Okay, all right. Listen, The Walk Zone with myself is brought to you by Evod and Bluton, the new slasher film coming to Evod soon.
It's 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived